Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are now in the festive season, and this is where the importance of blood donation is so critical. And the South African National Blood Service is facing a massive shortage, and we need to help them. So joining me on air is Kensani Mhlanga from the South African National Blood Services. Kensani, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Kensani, great, but obviously we could be a lot greater if we knew that you guys were stocked up. What's happening with the situation in terms of blood stock?
You know, so already coming into the festive season, we were facing a lot of pressure in terms of our blood stocks. And, you know, now that people will be busy traveling, so between people not being available to visit their donor centers as well as road traffic accidents, we might be facing a whole lot more pressure. So we are really calling to everyone who can and is able to donate to please come through and assist us.
And tell me, how easy is it for people to give blood? I have underlying conditions, and I phoned in to find out that if any of those meds would impact. And I spoke to somebody, and they said to me, these are the meds that you need to be wary of. This is what could impact. And it turned out that what I thought would be a problem wasn't. I could actually go in and give blood, and I'm now on a reminder that will let me know when and where there's going to be these campaigns. And the closest for me, of course, is Killarney Mall. How do people find out what prevents them from giving blood and what actually should be encouraging them to give blood? What conditions?
I think that was the best, what you did, you know, just to contact or get in touch with someone and find out what it is. So it's really easy. You can do it one of two ways. You can call our call center where they'll let you know if you have any pre-existing conditions that would exclude you from donating blood. Alternatively, just present for donation. You know, there's a questionnaire that you fill in, which asks you a number of questions. And additionally, our nurses will screen you, and then they'll tell you whether or not you are eligible to give blood. But really, it is a very, very small group of people who can't give blood, and I encourage everyone to at least present, and then there you will be screened and told whether or not you can give blood.
When we say we're short of blood and we need to stock up, just how short are we at this point in time?
So currently we're sitting at below 3 days blood stock. And just to give you an idea, in order for the country to be safe, you know, for us to be able to dispatch blood, not just to cities, but also to rural areas wherever blood is needed, we need at least 5 days blood stock. So we are currently in dire shortage. This often results in us having to maybe do cutbacks, you know, restricting how much blood we can give out, which is actually very detrimental to some people, you know. And I think it's important to note that our blood doesn't only go to people in critical condition or people in hospital. This is also blood that is given to people with chronic conditions who need this blood maybe weekly or monthly, you know, just to be able to lead the normal life that we take for granted. So that's exactly how it affects us at the moment.
Kensani, COVID obviously has had a massive impact on your blood collection due to the fact that during lockdown, people couldn't go to certain areas, especially when you have the campaigns in shopping centers, etc. What have you been able to do to overcome this problem and to ensure that people can come in and give blood?
So, you know, the public continues to be the hero of this story here. What we have been doing is calling for venues for blood donation. As you said, COVID kept us out of many spaces. This includes schools, universities, as well as corporates, where a majority of our blood is collected. So when we did call out, people did schedule their mobile blood drives where we came out and we were able to collect blood, which is something we're still struggling with at the moment. I think if we were able to be hosted by the community at large, this is churches, community centers, anyone really, you know, if you have a group of friends, you can also organize that. We come out to residential estates as well to collect blood, you know. So
Kensani, how many people would you look at to be able to arrange something like that?
So in order for a blood drive to be viable for us, we need to have at least 30 people committing to donate on that day. you know. So that's what we need as a minimum in order to be able to dispatch a group of collection staff to come to your area, wherever you may be.
And Kinsani, obviously now with corporates closing, with the schools being closed, and all the other organizations where we would rely on, whether it was teachers at schools or it was the people working in corporates or the people in the residential estates, we've now got people going away. What plans do you have to try get the message out there these last few days before people shut down, that there are drives taking place, and where should they go to look? Where's the closest place for them, or what numbers should they be phoning?
So we are primarily doing blood drives, as we always have been. You know, we are encouraging, we're speaking quite loudly on social media, and we are finding quite a good response to that. But I think one of the other ideas that we do have is to encourage people to bring a buddy, you know. So when you do go out and donate, just like bring a buddy or two or three, and you can all come together and donate blood at one of our donor centers. Additionally, you can go to our website, sanbs.org.za. There you'll find information on where we are, our fixed donor center specifically, you know. And if you want to find a mobile donor center in your area, if you don't have a fixed donor center, you can contact our call center at 0800 11 9031. That's 0800 11 9031. There you can speak to one of our call center people, and they'll be able to tell you where a blood drive will be in your area and when.
Kinsani Mashlunga is the communication specialist at the South African National Blood Services. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. And for our listeners, listen to the importance of donating blood and take a buddy along.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.